I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Tensions in the Strait of Hormuz continue. Iran seized at least two ships on Wednesday, while the United States has promised to continue its blockade of Iranian ports. Brother M with Global Catalytic Ministry says the regional war is about systems, whether energy sources or shipping routes. For Iran?
The goal is to try to apply pressure across an entire society in the West, which is really the new standard for warfare.
So where do Christians find their place amid these geopolitics? Brother Phil with Global Catalytic Ministries points to the Great Commission in the world's chaos.
I think Jesus' point in Matthew 24 is all this will be going on in the background, but don't be afraid. Focus on the main thing that's happening. The gospel will go to the ends of the earth.
And this past month, China passed a law promoting ethnic unity and progress. Kurt Rovenstein with Bibles for China says the goal of the Communist Party is harmony and keeping the peace.
From a big picture perspective, they're simply governing their country in a way that they deem best.
However, under this direction, diversity and independent culture can suffer.
There is the very real opportunity for abuse and overreach in a policy such as this. So does this guarantee that there will be persecution for minorities and for Christians, etc.? Yeah, there is that possibility, but is it guaranteed?
Please pray for wisdom for those wondering how this will affect their ability to share the gospel in China. And find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.